Tiger chert is a stone that was used to make tools in prehistoric times. Artifacts made from the rock are found around the West. New techniques might make it easier to identify more of them. Wyoming Public Radio's Ashley Piconi explains.
Tiger chert was formed about 50 million years ago in Wyoming and the surrounding region. The rock has distinctive stripes and is made of quartz. University of Wyoming anthropology professor Todd Surivel says tiger chert is unique.
There are many, many different sources of stone from making stone tools in prehistory, but tiger chert is really distinctive in its appearance. And I mean, it's most commonly found in artifact form in southwest Wyoming, but it's also been shown archaeologically to have traveled huge distances.
He says not many types of stones travel that far.
For example, there are several artifacts made of tiger chert that have been found as far south as Arizona and southwest Colorado, down in the Pueblo world. And almost certainly this material was being traded long distances because it's very unique and distinctive in appearance.
Surivel says prehistoric people placed a high value on the rock, and it was a commodity.
What's really interesting is in prehistory, there are several materials from Wyoming that were widely traded commodities, and tiger chert being, you know, just one of those. If you look at the modern economy of Wyoming today, we have examples of very similar economic processes happening going back thousands of years in prehistory.
Surivel says that normally archaeologists will space themselves out and walk across a site in a grid to find artifacts created with tiger chert. That's so they don't miss anything. But a new technique using infrared images might make things easier. U.S. Air Force Academy chemistry researcher Campbell Anderson says that tiger chert fluoresces.
Fluorescence happens when you shine light on something and it gets absorbed, but it doesn't get completely absorbed. Some of that light gets reflected at a lower wavelength with less energy.
He says fluorescence isn't limited to rocks.
The most common fluorescence you're probably familiar with is going to be fluorescence like a bowling alley, right? You go in there, they got those black lights, and then your white shirt is like super white because it's fluorescing under the black lights.
Anderson says when they shine blue light on tiger chert, it re-emits it in the infrared, just past the colors that humans can see. But digital cameras can pick it up, and it helps researchers find the artifacts.
Using that phenomenon, if you shine blue lights on a big swath of land out there where you found this stuff before, and then take a picture of it with your infrared camera, you can see, oh, there's one, and there's one over there that you might not have been able to see, you know, just using your eyes.
He says there aren't a lot of rocks that fluoresce in the infrared, so this should be a useful way to find tiger chert. Anthropologist Todd Surivel says the stone is so distinctive that special methods to find it like this might be overkill, but the technique might be helpful in other ways.
In cases where you have, you know, a stone that is moved up to 500-600 miles, huge distances, and you want to make a claim that you've identified the source for that material, using a more scientific or more analytical approach to identify it definitely strengthens your conclusions in that identification.
Surivel says the concept of using infrared images to find artifacts in the field needs to be tested, and he's part of an effort to do so.
I'm on a research project right now that's NASA funded, where we're trying to use infrared cameras on drones to automate the mapping of archaeological sites using distinctive mineralogical characteristics of archaeological materials on the surface.
He says it might be challenging because most artifacts and the sediment around them are made of similar material. But by using special characteristics like those discovered by Anderson's team in tiger chert, they may be able to map archaeological sites better and faster than ever before. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ashley Piconi.